Jaden's lost her homework. Maury's lost her tooth again. Deep clean dishes, laundry, school, Lord, Mama's gotta have a friend. We don't even have to drive far. We can just sit here in my car. We're the car cat mom.
Already? Lord? Okay, the little story I was going to say. Stephanie just got into my car, guys, and it's a little funky in here, and I'm not quite sure what the smell is from. Honestly, it could be the dirty chonies.
What happened to that cucumber that violated me? Is it under the seat?
Maybe.
It's possible that that's what that is.
And anyway, so there's some stinky socks back here, and Stephanie is 100% a mom because Stephanie grabbed the sock without hesitation and took a big old whiff of it.
No, I didn't whiff that vigorously.
So I did the same thing in North Carolina. I was sitting where you're sitting in the passenger seat. Matt was driving. Ramiro, Maurice, Peyton were in the back seat, and I could sniff. I was getting a waft of stinky feet, and I was like, what the hell? And Maurice was wearing like his little slide-on flipper things, you know, like the Adidas ones we used to have. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, it can't be those. So I just plucked it right off his foot and went, and Ramiro looked like this to me. I've never seen you do such a mom thing in my life. It's because I just whiffed it. And apparently that's a mom thing, to whiff dirty things.
So I didn't whiff so vigorously though. But if you have to, it's like a process of elimination.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So anyway. Welcome,
did you
guys.
See this little science experiment that I just did while you were talking that whole time?
No, I just like to choose to ignore you sometimes.
Because
you look
so
like Rain
hot.
Man there for a second.
And
AB.
I kept putting my hands in front of these two vents, like, why is it? And then I saw your hair flowing in the wind, and I was like, what the?
Oh, you turned mine off?
No, I didn't have mine on.
Why is somebody calling me? Sorry for that rude interruption, guys.
It was a question that couldn't be asked on the air.
Uh-oh. And now Stephanie's got a question for me that can't be asked.
But I can't remember what it was.
Oh.
I'll remember.
Stephanie's wearing a shirt that says, be a nice human. And I walked out and I was drinking water and she said, I wore this shirt for you. Which I think is just so rude, and I feel like you should take your own advice.
I feel like as many reminders as you could get is a good thing.
What have I done to you?
Nothing to me.
To anybody else recently? I've been a very nice person recently.
Your story, girlfriend.
Who have I offended? God, who knows? Let's just be honest. How was your week last week? You barely even talked to me.
You were gone. I was trying to let you have your vacation.
I know. I actually didn't talk to a lot
You're
of
welcome.
Anybody at all.
That's good. So I was trying to let you have your peace.
And then I got back on Facebook and I was like, ugh, I did not miss this.
Well, you were gone. I straightened my hair one day.
Oh.
And I was at work,
And
I got lots of compliments
Nice. Telling
me that it really, what's the word, complimented my face. And about 1,000 comments that I should always have straight hair. And then one comment from the same guy who told me I had bags under my eyes. He said, you know, Stephanie, your hair looks really good like that. The other way is just kind of like, and he goes like this with his hands.
With all your flyaways?
Yeah. And for like he was trying to think of a word. You guys, if you can't tell, my hands, obviously you can't tell, but my hands are flailing from my head.
She kind of looks like a deer that's having a seizure.
Because that's what he was doing. Your hair kind of like, and I'm like, you mean messy? And he's like, he pointed at me like, yes.
Is this the same man that told you you were big boned?
Yes, he's all the same guy.
Oh my Lord. Maybe you should wear that around him. Did you wear that to the appointment today and just point?
It's quite human, sir.
At your
shirt?
And
I was like, well, I'm glad you like it, but this takes about an hour to do. And it's not going to happen very often. And that messy bun that you're talking about takes about 2 seconds. And so you'll probably see it again. A lot.
Can I tell you right now, your hairstyle that you have in right now, I really like. It's very cute. She's got braids. Two braids.
They're actually twists.
Oh, excuse me. Oh, but it looks like a braid.
Does it?
It does. Hot damn. When I do a twist, it looks like I didn't do anything to my hair. So that's always fun.
This is actually a 2 double workout hair.
Oh.
Yes.
Nice.
Yeah. So.
I didn't work out the whole time I was gone on vacation, which one does not normally work out when you're on vacation?
Except for me and you went, was it the boat? We went somewhere and I remember working out in the gym. I remember working out and you standing and staring at me. I think it was on the boat when we went on the cruise. What boat?
Oh, that trip is a little bit of a haze. If you were working out, you did not drink enough on that cruise ship.
I barely drank on that one.
Oh,
I scared about getting lost in Mexico.
Not, I wasn't. Oh, Lord. Why are you chafing so bad?
This watch is eating me.
Steph, that doesn't look good.
I know.
You need some ointment. What is that?
Jaden says it's a fungus.
That is a fungus, Steph. Guys, Stephanie has a fungus under her watch wristband. Ew, it's eating your butterfly. Gross.
I think the butterfly.
That's what stinks in my car. Your fungus.
Yeah, don't ever stink.
That was fucking disgusting.
What?
You just sniffed it and you said, oh, that didn't smell.
Yeah, don't sniff it. I mean, it smells good from afar.
Can you not put it next to the air conditioner vent where it's blowing the air? Thanks. Lord. And it itches. Okay, well, we're going to have to go get Stephanie some fungal cream.
I don't know why it does that.
Probably because it's sweaty and it's hot and you haven't taken it off to let it air out. You're going to need to let that thing air out for a little while, I think.
It'll look better in a little bit.
No, funguses don't go away that well. Why don't you go see Dr. Death? Can I tell you?
Oh, I have a story about that too.
Okay, so my sister-in-law texts me yesterday and screenshots Dr. Death and goes, oh my God, have you watched this yet? It's so good. Which, number one, tells me she's not listening to our podcast. You rude bitch. I know Jason listens, but Janelle does not, obviously. About a year ago, I was telling Stephanie about the podcast that I had listened to, and then Stephanie saw that, and then Stephanie got into it, and we have a whole fucking podcast about it, but obviously you're not listening to us anymore.
What'd she say?
I didn't say that, but I thought it in my head. It was just too long to write, and I was not in it for words yesterday. I pulled a Stephanie yesterday and slept about 90% of the day.
I love those kind of days.
I couldn't stay awake. It was like I had narcolepsy. I'd talk to my kids for 3 seconds and just be like...
Those are good days, though.
Yeah. I feel much better today. I feel much more
energized. Yeah, I was like, God, I don't think Tashina made it home. I think that she's like trapped there because I didn't hear from you. Then I looked at my phone. It was like, what time did I take? Like 3, no.
So it was 3:00 your time? Oh, yesterday?
Yeah.
It was later than that.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was evening. And then I went to look at my phone to see where Tashina was. And I got a text that says, waiting for the airplane on Sunday.
At 3:00 your time.
I was napping.
It was 6:00. Eastern time when I text you that.
Yeah.
And so, I thought you were going to text me and be like, oh my God, I'm so excited for you to come home.
And so then I wait for the very next day till the night and I text her like, did it come?
And then I was like, oh, didn't even think you cared.
Well, I got panicked for a minute.
My feelings were a little bit hurt.
I hadn't heard from you.
And I was like, oh, and then I asked her if she wanted to do the podcast today because we obviously didn't have one last week for our loyal listeners, which I apologize for. That's my fault. Couldn't make it happen. She was just like, yeah, that's fine. So I put okay, period.
I noticed that you're okay with the period. And I read that like, if it was anybody but Tashina, I'd think that she was mad. But Tashina doesn't get mad over stupid shit.
I was like, okay, period. Fuck you too then. It's fine. You should have said it was exceptional. I'm so excited. I can't wait to see your face.
Oh my God.
Nope. No.
It is nice to see you.
So there's that, guys. We're having a
speaking
moment.
Of my Dr. Death, though.
Oh, yeah.
So I listened to the podcast on the Wondery app. And then I saw that there's a season 2, which is another doctor, Dr. Fada. So I listened to the first one, and I got so fucking into it. Like, so into it. It's about this doctor who's, like, telling all these patients that they have cancer. And don't, like, quote me on this because I need to, like, fully research it. but I'll explain the rest of my story why I haven't been able to. And he like tells these people they have cancer, and then he gives them this medication through an IV that apparently is supposed to be injected because it can't go in. It's like a, like one of the ones that can't take a long time to cut, like course through your body. It's really bad for you, plus all the water that they add with the IV. And he was having all this, like, he's making his patients sicker. Like, anyways, there's a whole, they did one on him also. They said the next Dr. Death. And so I like listened to the whole thing and I was so into it. And they had one of the ladies that they had diagnosed with cancer, like was talking, like telling about everything she had to go through. Then it gets to the next fucking episode and it says, to continue listening, please download our Wondery app. So I was like, okay, go to download the Wondery app.
Subscription.
Yeah, but so a lot of the things you can listen to, you don't have to pay for.
That one you have to?
Yep.
Did you know I heard there's going to be a season 3 of Dr. Death?
There hasn't even been a season 2.
There's going to be a season 3. You don't want to know what doctor?
Who? Yeah. What's happening right now?
Fauci. Same type of thing. Injecting people with stuff that doesn't even work.
Oh, boy. Biden, is that you?
Oh, guys. Anyway, we just lost 3 subscribers to that one.
I don't think any of those people listened to us
no,
to begin with.
No, definitely. You know what? I just realized I lost a friend on Instagram. I don't think she's on Facebook. It's somebody that you don't like, and we'll talk about it later. But we were friends. And she's not my friend anymore. And I was like, huh.
And I could tell how close you guys were.
She's, huh. Well, lost another one.
Shit.
I wonder which post it was.
Damn it.
Yeah. So anyway, there's that. What are we going to talk about today? Sorry, excuse
me. Well, since we're already on the topic. Oh. Gross.
Yeah. I knew you wouldn't care.
Since we're on the topic.
Ooh!
The Kumon, what's his name?
Excuse me?
Kumono, whatever.
Cuomo?
Cuomo.
The governor of New York that
Cuomo.
Just got...
Yeah, he just resigned.
Yeah, because he's a sexual harassmenter.
But also, I went into Dini's this weekend.
Did you get sexually harassed?
No.
Who'd they talk about, your boobs?
No. They asked me to put my mask on. And I didn't have one. And so she's like, here you go, and handed me one.
Oh my God, was it a used one?
No, it was clean. And so I grabbed it, and I said, you want me to put this on and take 5 steps over to the table and take it off? Just like that. And she says, yes. And I was like, okay. And I literally just carried the mask like this all the way to the table, and I sat down. Put it on the table.
You know what really sucks about Dini's is they are under federal regulations because of the gaming board, and they have to abide by that because the gaming board is so fucking strict.
But there's so many people in there with that one.
Yeah, no.
So I knew she was just doing her job.
No,
like she has
just,
to
yeah.
tell us, but that's why she didn't say anything. Like, right. 'Cause she saw. She
yeah.
was smiling like when I walked in.
Yeah,
away,
like she has to do her job, and that's what really sucks because...
All of these places are the same way, but I'm like... Mm.
You know, in North Carolina, I was really trying to figure out if we were supposed to wear masks, if we weren't supposed to wear masks. A lot of the places said masks recommended. And, like, there'd be 10 people that would wear masks and 10 people that wouldn't. And I was really trying to figure out if I was supposed to wear one or not.
So did you wear one?
No. And nobody said anything to me. So
I
did get some dirty looks, but I was like...
I could care less now. I really don't.
Yeah, I don't know. With just everything that's been coming out, I don't know. I don't understand how, again, the most deadliest virus that we've ever had is protected by a cloth mask. I just don't get it.
I'm all about whatever you want to do,
right.
do it. But you wanting me to do what you're doing?
Right.
Sorry.
Obviously, if you're going to tell us what to do, good luck.
Yeah. I mean, really.
Right.
I don't know. I just do what you want to do. And don't judge me for doing what I want to do.
Right?
Because me not wearing a mask should not affect
you. Did you see that the schools are not
yes.
having their kids wear masks? It's up to the parents if the kids want to. I like that.
Did you see that while you were gone, this has became very political, but while you were gone, they named the...
I did see that they named the complex the Trump Tower.
They did not name it the Trump Tower. Welcome to the Trump Tower.
The Trump Tower.
Two stories high, guys.
Right. I think that it could have been used for somebody else.
It was a political statement.
Yeah, I don't think... Why? Why did we do that? I just think there's so many more people that have done...
Locals.
Yeah, so much in this county and country and... Country, county, town. I guess the issue is that when I think of Lyon County, I think of Urington.
And it's
So, but still, like, they could have all put bids in. Like, Dayton could have put a bid in. Like, they all could have put a bid in and fucking pulled out of a hat, and that would have been better than...
For sure.
I also don't know who the Pennington building is named after, the Boys and Girls Club.
I know that, but I don't remember.
I don't know who that is, but obviously he either, like donated the money or something.
I think he was a football player who is, like, super into, like, helping children and stuff.
So, see, that makes sense.
Not touching children, helping children.
You got me there for a second. Yes. I was like, excuse me, what?
We ain't at the Catholic Church.
Oh, we're bringing the priests into it today! No!
Sorry, yikes. Guys. I mean, we should really start this whole
Maybe we should not take a week off anymore. I feel like our PR is not doing...
The problem is, me and you haven't talked in, like, 4 days, so we could get
like we normally do.
Yeah, and so we couldn't get all of our shit-talking out, and so now it's coming out for the world to see.
Oof. Well, here it is, guys.
We might lose...
Oh, well. It's more for us. Huh?
Nothing.
Oh. It's more for us anyway. Remember, we're just recording this so our kids one day can look at us, and this bag of potato chips is really... Oh. Yeah. So anyway. Yeah. My trip back east was awesome.
How was that laundry room? You spend a lot of time in there?
I did, a little bit, yeah.
The one time we got to talk, guys, she was literally just chilling in a laundry room. Marco poloing me with
his
feet up on the table.
I was waiting for my laundry to get done. Our room was right next to the laundry room, and it was really nice. I just washed all my clothes so I didn't have to do it when I got home.
And the flight and everything was good. Did you have to wear a mask on the flight?
Yes, and you have to wear a mask like in the airport and stuff, which is fine. I mean, it's not a big deal, but it's like, fuck, why? I mean, probably because I don't know. I don't feel so bad in the airport because there's like a bazillion people there that are all from all over.
Yeah.
Again, I don't know how it's supposed to save anything, but whatever. I wore it, sort of. It was kind of underneath my nose. And then when somebody official came by, it was kind of...
Put it right
If you eat really slow or drink really slow, you're good to go.
Like with lace masks or like the holy mask. Uh-huh. It's like, and nobody says anything to them. It's just become a joke, honestly.
On the way there, they were pretty strict about the masks, especially with Maurice. And Maurice, every fucking 4 seconds, his was down below his nose.
And they kept asking him?
Yes. And I was like, son, can you just, please, I don't want to be about to kicked off Delta for the rest of my life. Can you just put it over your face? And then on the way home, and so I don't know if that's the difference between day and night, because we got there at like 6 a.m. and that was like the fresh schedule. On the way home, we were at 6 p.m., and by the time we got to Salt Lake, it was midnight, so...
Nobody cared?
No, and there was a flight attendant in Salt Lake. Our flight was supposed to be at 10:55, and it got scheduled back to, like, 12. And so this lady was, like, on the intercom, a flight attendant, and she was like, okay, we'll take... It'll probably be about a half an hour before we board, so that would have put us at, like, 12:30. The other flight attendant was like, I'm giving them 10 minutes. You will be on that plane by 12 o'clock and you will be out of here by 12:05. And I'm like, yes, girl, get it. Like,
wow,
she
really?
Was, yeah, not having it. Like, you are already late. We will get you on this flight. And I was like, shit, get it done.
And did they?
Yeah. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
I want to know who she is.
Right? She needs a raise. So, anyway. Oh my God. And then on the way home at Salt Lake, we were sitting there. And the flight before us was leaving to go to San Jose. And they called these people probably, they were waiting for two passengers, okay? Called them probably 10 different times. They waited for 20 minutes for these people, okay? Called them. The flight attendant was like looking down to see if anybody was running at him. And he was like, all right, I'm going to give it 2 more minutes. Called him again. Nothing. And I was like, fuck, they're not here, bro. And he was like, all right, I'm calling it. So they close the doors, the plane leaves. probably about 15 minutes after the plane leaves, they announce, all right, the Salt Lake City flight to Reno, where the plane just got here. Oh, the plane had got there, and then those passengers had gotten off. We're going to clean it, and then we'll let you guys on. All of a sudden, these two ladies that had been sitting there the whole time...
What the fuck?
We're like, what? What? The one gets up, fucking storms over there. This flight is supposed to be to San Jose. No, bitch. They called you for fucking 30 minutes. So this lady next to me, who I made friends with, was from Fallon. And she goes, are you serious? Seriously? And the lady's like, what are you talking about? And she's like, they called you for 15 minutes. No, they didn't. I didn't hear anything. And then the lady that she was with, did you hear anything? No. Well, what are we supposed to do now?
What do you do?
They sent him to, like, customer service.
To
reroute him.
Sucks for them.
It's not like they don't give you ample time. They announce it, and they announce it, and they announce it. And honestly, my biggest fear is to miss a fucking flight. Like, I'm right where I need to be 3 hours ahead of time.
When I was in Brazil, my mom had paid for me to go to Brazil for my, like, graduation present.
Right.
And, like, I was supposed to go there for, like, a month. And I was there for, like, 2 weeks. And I was having a fucking straight panic attack. And Brazil was, like, having these protests and stuff.
Ooh.
And
yeah.
Their airport was, like, completely shut down. Like, people were sleeping inside of it.
Right.
Because they were... Something with the president, but, like, they were pissed.
Yeah.
So all the flights had, like, stopped, I guess, except for international flights. And I was, like, losing my mind. Like, I'm never gonna be able to fucking leave this place. So I made my mom schedule it earlier. And so we're getting there, and the traffic's there is fucking insane.
Brazil's,
and you have to be there at, like, a certain time. And I'm already stressed out. Because on the way there, I flew with Debbie's brother.
Right.
He speaks English. He knows what he's doing. It's fine. On the way back, it's just me in a Brazilian airport. And like, and so I was worried about finding anybody with English. Like, where the fuck am I supposed to go? You know me.
Yes.
That
I
was
can only
probably
imagine.
The most stress I've ever been.
That gives me anxiety thinking about
in
you in an airport by yourself.
Because they pretty much just left me out the door. Yeah. But when I went in there, somebody was, like, yelling Pellegrini. Because the traffic was so bad that we were late. Like, I thought I was going to miss it. And then they drove away, and I was like, you just fucking left me here, and I missed my flight. Like, anyways, I walked in, and everybody's speaking Portuguese. But there's, like, a ton of people speaking different languages.
Right.
It wasn't just Portuguese.
Right.
So, honestly, it was just, like, a whole bunch of hogwash.
Like,
I had no idea what was going on until I heard Pellegrini. And they just, like, they were, it was so, it was the easiest thing ever. They literally said Pellegrini, and I was like, that's me! Like, showed him my passport?
My portfolio?
Oh, was that portfolio? Yeah, I'm a world-class traveler. And they brought me to the front of the line. At the front of the line, there was this little old man and little old woman, and they were American. And they were on my flight, and they were going to Texas. And that's where we, like, lit this. Obviously.
Right.
We were on the same plane. We went to the same place.
Right.
And they were so nice, and they made sure that everything was perfect, and they were in first class, and I was...
Economy by the shitter.
Way in the fucking back. And they waited for me at the very... Like, when we got there, they waited to make sure I was off the plane. They went to get luggage with me because they knew that I was, like, stressed out. My luggage was the first one out. Oh, my God. It was, like... And then they walked with me to my next, like... I guess you could see all over my face, like, somebody fucking help me, please.
Worry.
It was the easiest thing ever.
So, when we were flying out from Reno, there was a couple there from Detroit who had been delayed since the following Thursday.
What the hell? Why?
Apparently, a lot of flights have been canceled due to gas shortages, employees not working. So, a lot of... flights have been rerouted and stuff, so I was really worried. But on the way there, our flights were on time, everything was fine. It was just kind of on the way back they were delayed. And then our flight from Raleigh to Reno, they were like, hey, we're looking for somebody to check bags, they'll be for free. And I had already checked one of my bags, and I'm like, fuck, take these other two so I don't have to worry, you know what I mean? That's one less thing I have to carry through an airport, is two other bags.
Yeah,
have them, I don't even care if they get lost. But then in Reno, they were the last ones out.
Really?
Yeah. And I was like, I just want to get home. And then I had to drive an hour home. But my kids did really well, honestly. Peyton is super easy.
Is that the first time they've flown?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, we went to Hawaii like 2 years ago.
Oh, yeah. I remember.
And then Peyton's been on an airplane before that. But Maurice is still kind of like, I was on the way home, he was fine. But on the way there, every 5 seconds, he was like tapping me. And I was just trying to watch a movie. And then every time I'd get into the movie, he'd be like, ding, ding, ding.
What do you want? Ding, ding,
ding. Who fucking knows? Mom, can I have this? Mom, I gotta go pee. Mom, I gotta do this. Everything. So it wasn't bad. But we went to the beach when we went to North Carolina. And it was awesome. I really thought the Atlantic was a lot colder than the Pacific, but obviously not, because it was really warm water. It was an overcast day, so it wasn't too hot. And apparently right now in August, North Carolina is like sweltering hot.
Really?
And it wasn't even that humid. I told Matt, like, you told me it was super humid here, and I don't feel like it's really that bad. And he's like, it's because it's been raining all, like, a week before we got
Wouldn't
there.
Rain make it more humid?
I don't fucking know. Listen, I don't know. I didn't think it was that humid. And then we went to a baseball game, and it got rained out. It was delayed by, like, an hour and a half.
Wow.
And so we only stayed for, like, 5 innings. So that kind of sucked. But...
Me and Joey were taking Jordan to the San Francisco Giants game. And we were taking Jordan. Did I say Jordan?
Yes.
I thought I said Joe. Anyways. We got stuck on that fucking bridge.
Oh.
The traffic was...
The Golden Gate Bridge?
Yes. No. Oh. The other one. The Double decker. Oh. Is the Golden Gate Bridge a double decker? I don't think so. I've never been on it. But is it?
Don't you have to go on the Golden Gate Bridge to get to San Francisco?
No. There's two different ways.
Oh. Okay.
Mine was the other one.
Okay.
Anyways, we got stuck on it for so long and the traffic was so bad. We got there in the freaking, it was like the eighth inning. It was the very last. Everything was shut down. Like, you couldn't even get nachos. It was shut down. We watched like the last score. So we drove all the way there and missed the whole fucking game.
That's terrible. That
also
sucks.
I missed my last segue when you were talking about the airplane and the shortage, the gas shortage. Mm-hmm. Did you see the Yerington? I don't remember which place. Lyon County posted on the Facebook. Was it Lyon County? Yerington Chambers? I don't know. But you can no longer get gasoline at the airport here because of the shortage.
I didn't know you could get gasoline there.
You can't.
I didn't know you could before.
Oh, well, you can't now.
Like a personal vehicle can?
Airplane, aviation.
Oh.
It's a fucking airport.
Well, that's what I was thinking, but you said gasoline. I feel like it's fuel if it's a plane, no?
I think it's the same thing.
Okay, well, tomatoes, tomatoes, I guess.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy.
Huh. What is this world coming to right now? Crazy business. I don't know. School starts next week. Are you ready?
What time does school start?
It's at 8 o'clock now. So then I don't know.
Why did I see 7:30 to 1:30? That's not.
No.
Okay, thank God. Wonder where that was.
No. Yeah, I don't. So what I want to know is when are they going to open the gates then? And are they going to, like, let them play? You know how, like, last year they were only open for, like, 10 minutes and then it was...
Most people have to be to work at 8.
Right. So when are they going to open the gates and stuff? So Monday through Thursday, it's 8 a.m. to 2:10. And then Friday, it's 8 a.m. to 12:35. So. And then back to school night for the elementary school is Monday, August 16th from 5 to 6. And then you can meet your teacher. And then intermediate school, I want to say, is the day...
After?
Before school starts.
The 17th?
Yeah. And that's a weird time, too, which I don't understand. So, like, to meet the teachers, it's from, like, 2 to 3 when people are working. But then from 5 to 6, you can just find out who your teacher is.
Weird.
It's not loading, or I would let you know for sure.
You can just text me. I'm excited for it for one reason. When I come home from lunch, for lunch, it will be silent in my house. Is that bad?
No, not at all, because I picked my kids up from my mom's today, and they were, like, screaming around, like wild banshees, and I was like...
I just want to come home for lunch and make my coffee and eat my lunch without asking, like, if somebody can have a bite or if I could make them something, too. It's like,
right?
No, this is my hour.
Give me space, guys.
Mom, you're eating a steak salad. Can I have some? No, go fucking make a peanut butter and honey sandwich.
Right?
Right?
Right.
Is that selfish?
No.
Good.
Yeah, I obviously work and I don't really have to take care of my kids during, my mom and my mother-in-law take care of
them. Because they're not at your house.
Right. So, and they're, not.
Because I work too.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Right. but they're not at my house messing up my shit is what I was trying to say. It just didn't sound like it. Weird. But Peyton is not looking forward to going to the intermediate school. She does not want to go.
She's just nervous.
Yes.
Because it's new.
Yes.
Should be fine.
Yes. And I'm like, well, sorry, girlfriend. You don't really have a choice. You have to go. She's like, but can I not? No. No. And you need to go.
Jay hasn't really said anything.
Really?
Yeah.
We were walking Maurice to his football practice yesterday. And we walked past the school. And I'm like, this is the school you're going to go to, Paige? Are you so excited? And she was like, no.
It's crazy to me that Addie is going to be my last one in elementary school.
I know. She's in second grade this year? That's crazy, too.
I asked her, Addie, what grade are you going to be in? She's like, seventh. And I was like, what? Addie, that doesn't make sense. And she's like, I'm seven.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, but what grade were you in last year? And she's like, first. I'm like, well, what comes after one? Two? I'm going to be in two's grade? Well, yes.
Oh, she's so cute.
Second grade.
No, Maurice is just stoked to play football right now.
Like, is he?
Yes, and it's tackle this year, and I cannot wait for him to put those pads on. It's gonna be hilarious because he's so little.
He's gonna learn because he likes to talk shit. I'll never forget that day at softball where he's like, "You want some?"
Oh, I know. And that little kid was like, "Yeah, let's go. Let's throw hands."
You
want
to fight? And Maurice is like, "Come over here."
And then he goes running. Skirted tail him and Roger, and I'm like, excuse me, you two.
He's gonna get he's so little.
Yeah,
you gotta be a little bigger to talk shit, dude.
Or stand up for yourself if you're gonna talk shit. Don't be running.
Is he scrappy?
No, he's a little turd. You better start throwing hands if you're gonna talk like that, sir.
Yeah,
that kid was like, let's go. And then I'm like, what's happening? And that kid's like, he said he wanted to fight me, so I said, let's go. And I was like, touche, my friend. Touche. Get your ass out there and get your ass whooped. I don't know what to tell you. You can't be acting like you're all tough and then skirt and tail. Sorry. Yeah. So we'll see how he does. I know he's really excited for tackle, and I'm like, he's going to get pummeled.
I wonder if he'll like it after he gets tackled.
Don't know. He can't quit, so sucks for you.
Football makes me nervous. I'm glad you have a boy and not me.
All the concussions? Well, Matt's had six concussions, and he's not a serial killer yet.
Not yet.
So. You never know. Matt's dog, gave me a concussion.
Did he?
Yeah. So it got the zoomies while we were there, and it was zooming, where they get really hyper, and they're just running back and forth. Uh-huh. So it ran from the bed. The place that we were staying in was a studio, and it had a kitchen and stuff. And then it had a bedroom with a door, and then the couch folded out into a bed. So I was laying on the couch or sitting on the couch with Maurice, and I was talking to Maurice, and it was going from the bedroom to the living room, just running back and forth. So then it was running. It was when it was jumping on the bed, it was jumping behind me, which was fine. And then it went in there, and then it came back, but I was looking at Maurice, and it missed the back of me and just slammed right into my skull.
Did it hurt?
And it made the biggest popping sound, and then Matt goes, were those your glasses? No, that was my skull that your dog just crushed. Could you please control that thing?
Did it hurt?
Yes, it hurt so bad, and it still hurts, kind of.
Yeah, it sounds very like a cracked sore.
Yeah, I think I have a concussion. I'm concussed.
You're concussed?
Yeah. It hurt.
About to murder me.
Yeah. Oh my god.
It's over.
I was just trying to get my
hand. How is the dog?
He's good. He thinks everything is a toy. They're very toy driven dogs. And so if you have your cell phone in your hand, you no longer have it in your hand. If you have a bun in your hair, you no longer have hair on your scalp.
What are you gonna do?
I don't know. I'm hoping he grows out of it. I don't fucking know. I went to go pick up my laundry that I was doing, and I went to pick up my bra, and he grabbed my bra out of my hands and was running around the hotel with my bra, and I was like, Matt!
Was Matt laughing?
No, because he doesn't want him to do that type of stuff. So then all I heard all weekend was him tell that dog no and freaking Dutch. And I was like,
what's Dutch?
It's a language.
Oh. I thought you said all I heard was him tell him no and Dutch. And so I was thinking like Dutch was some like
no in Dutch,
which is what
I'm not gonna say it. Oh my god, that's German. Have you ever seen those where there's like different language? It's like something sweet like flower, and like each different language says it, and you know, it's kind of like the French is really sweet, American is okay, you know, whatever, and then it gets to German and it's like all angry. Shit, that's funny.
Isn't Dutch kind of an angry? Dutch sounds
Dutch
angry.
Dutch is like Norwegian. Or like the Swedish. Swedish.
And why is he speaking to the dog in Dutch?
Because he came from Poland.
So he had to learn Dutch?
See.
To get the dog?
Yeah.
Lord, why don't you just teach the dog English?
Well, because if you're a bad guy, you most likely know English. And when you tell the dog to stop...
So Matt's going to come back he bilingual? Will stop.
No, he only knows like 10 commands or something.
Oh,
it's not like
so
he had to complete...
like have a conversation no. with the dog? Well, like, where's the baño?
Which is Spanish. No, like there's... No, he doesn't have like a whole... like he can't have a whole conversation in Dutch.
Isn't
however...
Is Dutcher? Does he speak...
Have you met Matt?
Yes.
Okay. Matt's really, really, really Caucasian.
Yes. And there... That's how I am with, like, any kind of accents. Or, you know, when I went to Brazil...
Can't you roll your R's?
No! I can't roll my damn R's. When I went to Brazil, I knew a lot of the things that they were saying to me, and I knew what to say back to them, but I was so afraid of what I was going to sound like that I just looked mute. I don't know what you're saying to me, even though I knew. And then I realized really quickly that even when somebody's talking another language, if they think... If you give them the universal sign of I don't know, which is like the fluoride stare.
What's a fluoride
I'll
stare?
That in a okay. Second. They speak slower.
Yeah.
And louder.
Right.
But it's still in a different fucking language. It's like I hear you just fine. Like I don't know what the hell you're saying to me though. But in that case, a lot of times I did, and I just didn't say anything back because I was afraid of my really bad English. To Portuguese accent. Yeah. I could not learn another language. I can't.
I have this app on my phone called... It's called... Where is it? Sons of bitches. Babbel. And during COVID, it was like $120 and you got it for a lifetime. And so... I learned Spanish for a minute, and I'm learning Dutch for a minute, because the lady that I work with knows 5 different languages. She's a real cool cat, and I just want to be like Jessica when I grow up, being able to talk to everybody in the whole world. And Jessica speaks Dutch, so she can speak.
So she can come talk to your dog.
To Blady and see what's wrong with him. Yeah, if the need ever arises.
I didn't realize that dogs were, like, they spoke...
Trainable?
Yeah. But I didn't know, like, if you bought a dog from Poland, you would have to talk Polish.
Well, no, you don't...
Talk to the dog.
No, that's not... No. They just...
But dogs here in your language... Does that make sense?
No!
I never thought about that. Like, when you're talking to your dog, he's listening to you speak English.
Right.
And if a Chinese person were to come talk to your dog, he wouldn't know...
How would that sound?
I'm gonna tell ya.
Well, the whole point is, like, the dog needs to learn a different language, whether it be Dutch, German, French, like, whatever. It needs to learn a different language than the one that you primarily speak in your region, because if you're chasing a bad guy and the bad guy tells the dog to stop, sit, stay, whatever, you don't want the dog to stop, sit, stay, whatever, because you want the dog to get the bad guy.
That's what you just teach the dog trick words.
Like, banana hammock.
Or, like, stay means go.
Oh, no. Or you can just teach him a different language and then you're good to go.
I would have never thought about that.
Really?
What if Matthew is arresting a Dutch drug lord?
Well, then...
He's screwed.
Yeah. Yeah. That would be quite the headline in Lyon County. Dutch drug lord.
Deputy Galvin.
Lost his canine Blady to Dutch drug lord. Oh.
If I was a Dutch drug lord, I would want to hide out in a small place. Far away from...
I wouldn't. I'd want to hang out in a big-ass mansion.
Dutch is what? For more?
Like Norway, Sweden, area, Poland.
Okay.
Anyway, that's that. So he's a pretty cool cat. I like him. He's a cute little dog. He just thinks everything's a toy, and he thinks your arms and your limbs and your fingers are toys. He thinks my ring's a toy. He chewed on me a lot. I have scrapes on my legs from him hugging me.
Do you think that he's going to get along with your other dogs?
I don't know. Hopefully the language barrier isn't an issue.
I was just thinking that. Oh, that poor dog. He's going to feel so left out.
Yeah.
Two English-speaking dogs.
Yeah. And he's going to feel like Stephanie in Brazil.
Yeah. Hogwash everywhere.
Hogwash everywhere. Oh, gosh. So there's that. Gosh, I really hope you guys stayed around for this ending, because it's been much funnier than the beginning.
We'll have to do like a like where we learn a different language on the podcast, so you can hear my accent.
Oh, I would love to hear it, especially since you can't roll your R's.
I can't.
What? You don't think you were just gonna cannonball your fucking gum out of your mouth?
Because
what?
I'm trying to.
Oh my god!
How do you do it?
You look like a snake.
I can't. How do you?
It's not with your throat, weirdo. It's with your tongue.
I know, but how do you make it? You have to get air. Yeah, I can't do it.
Huh?
I can't whistle either.
You can't whistle?
No,
I can whistle.
That's good as I can whistle. Don't even do that. You burst my eardrums.
I can whistle pretty.
Yeah, you can whistle.
Pretty.
Whistle.
Like a whistle, whistle.
Yeah.
All right, well, we gotta go pick up my son.
It's been fun.
It's been great. Maybe next time we'll have some more candid.
Yeah, next time I'm gonna have an update on Dr. Fada. Maybe not so much of an update.
I felt like you were gonna say Fada.
I don't really know what his name is. It's like feta cheese, but with an A. Fata.
I don't really like feta cheese.
Me either. Dr. Fata.
Smells like feet.
Dr. Fata.
Fata.
We will have a...
Can we talk really quick about our last book club where I said something about Dr.
Kevorkian or something like that?
Dr. No.
Kevorkian?
Yeah.
Who's that? Is that him?
No. Dr. Oh my god, now I can't think of it. Mangala. And everybody in our book club looked at me like
Except
I was...
Lindsay and Summer.
No, Lindsay... No,
Summer. It was Summer. One of them knew who you were talking
Lindsay
about.
Looked at me, and I thought Lindsay would be my girl, because Lindsay knows everything about everything. I thought Lindsay would be my girl, and she was like, I have no idea who you're talking about. The fuck? If you guys don't know, Dr. Mangala was the Nazi... German doctor that would take people from Auschwitz or any other concentration camp and do... He really liked twins, so he would do experiments on twins to see the adverse reaction of, like, what would happen to this one if he did it to this one, and... Yeah, he was a nasty, nasty little man. And none of the people in our book club knew what the fuck I was talking about, and it just...
Which is weird, because I loved listening about that war and the concentration camps. I was really into it.
There's people that think that didn't happen.
I know, and I want to punch those people.
Doesn't it just make you want to slice their throats out? Wow. That one burns me up, man.
So anyways, guys, the next one we'll talk about Dr. Fata. Dr. Fata and a Britney recap. Because I think she has... I almost said surgery, but I think she has court.
Surgery.
Here soon, so we'll give you a little...
Oh, yeah.
It's totally exciting.
We already have another book club Friday.
Did you start?
Any of them? I don't even know what books we're supposed to be talking about this time.
The Egypt book and the mermaid book.
Oh, yeah, I finished both of them.
Okay.
Okay, we're good on that
but
then.
But did you start the ones for
I just
month?
Started today.
And I did not read the one, the beach read one. I started the midnight book.
My mom did too. She likes it.
Sounds really good.
Yeah, my mom's
liking
it so far.
You know what? Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
When I started reading that book, I thought this would be a book that your mom would like. I don't know why, but it's like your mom.
She said she's about halfway through it, and she really likes it so far. She's still trying to kind of figure out what's going on, but she really likes it so far. I started the beach read one.
Is that one good?
So far, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it'll be a quick read for you. It's one of those like rom-com ones.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But so far it's good. But I was listening to that Tender is the Flesh, and that one had me...
We're going to have to do just a whole podcast just on that.
Yeah, that one had me not wanting to eat meat there for a second, and it's bad. So anyway, maybe we'll do that one next time too. Has this been recording at all? Yes, it has. Good for us. All right, guys. Well, we got to go pick up old Reesey Poo, so we will see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.